At the Thursday White House press briefing, it was a hodgepodge, but the first issue was tax reform. The White House says their aim is to give middle-income taxpayers a tax cut. They're not necessarily worried about the cost, but they want to make sure that the average family gets a tax cut of $1,000. The next issue was Puerto Rico and trying to meet the dire need there. Officials from Homeland Security said that one of the biggest impediments is moving items out of the way, out of the road, to get help to needed areas. But they also said it was the quickest. The question about airdrops came in. They said it's not on the table as of yet, but if that is proven to be the quickest and most expedient way to help the citizens in Puerto Rico, it will be done. And then I asked the question about President Trump against the NFL players who are taking the knee. Here's the exchange.
Many NFL players are very upset. Many people had different ideas and opinions on this, but when the president weighed in, the NFL said we're going to be united. There is an anticipation that it could grow even more so this weekend. What is the president anticipating? What should we expect him to say about this? It's now the NFL against the president.
I think the president's made very clear this shouldn't be about the NFL being against the president. This should be about our country coming together to support the flag, support the national anthem. There's nothing wrong with having pride in the United States. This president's been very clear on that, and he's certainly not going to back away from it.
Okay, so the NFL players, what we're hearing, it's not about not having pride. They're saying they're patriots, they love this country, but they're challenging the system, and they're looking at history like the challenge of the system when it came to women's rights issues as well as civil rights. What does the president say when you look at history and see how people love this country but wanted to challenge the system to make it better?
I think if we're going to look at history, we should look at the thousands of Americans who have given their life to protect that flag, to protect that anthem. We should be celebrating those people. I gave you a chance to answer. I'm going to finish your statement. We should be looking at every way we can to celebrate our country, bring it together, not looking at ways to divide it. The president is simply talking about what we're for, not about what we're against. And certainly this administration will always be for protection and celebration of the flag and the national anthem, and that's not going to change.
Sarah, wait a minute. To clarify,
I don't think there's much to clarify.
Yes,
I think it was
pretty
black and white there.
People are very divided on this issue. It is a racial issue for some people, and the question is, when the military issue is brought in, the military goes and fights for the freedoms of this nation, and the players are saying they are thankful for the military service to allow them to have the freedoms to do this. I mean, is there some kind of confusion here, or is it us versus them kind of scenario?
It certainly shouldn't be. As I've said several times before, this isn't an us versus them. This should be something that brings our country together. These are symbols of what our country stands for, and this should be the opposite of what that is. This should be a very unifying moment when the national anthem plays. All Americans should be proud to stand up, salute that flag, salute that anthem, and be part of that process.
April Ryan, AURN News.